Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Robert Cray bringing this back. My favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joe Tankersley is our guest. He's become a great member of our Brain Trust, author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows. He is a futurist and a successful one, and you can tell that by the way he talks to us and the things he teaches us. Joe, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, folks, Joe reminded us about and defined what people are calling the fourth industrial revolution, which is all digital. Includes artificial intelligence, includes robots, includes blockchain, anything digital, anything that's, and it's the kind of things that I like to call digital leverage, Joe. I use that term a lot, digital leverage, because I differentiate it. I'm trying to help people understand how to make the transition between analog leverage, what we had for 10,000 years, and digital leverage. Because I think if you understand that we're moving from an analog world to a digital world, it helps you make that shift. Because, you know, a fish doesn't know he's in water till you take him out, right? And we have to realize that we're no longer in the analog dimension. We're now in the digital dimension. It's another kind of a dimension, like taking a fish out of water. And so that's the reason I like to use the word term analog digital leverage. But one of the things you pointed out was, before we went to the break, was about jobs. The question is, will the future of when we become more digital, in which we are every day, what is that going to do to jobs? And I think a lot of people thought by now, by 2019, Joe, that all this new digital stuff we have, as the economy expanded and the way it has in the last couple of years, that they thought that we would probably have a jobless recovery. That is not what's happened, has it?
No, you're right. And although I got to say, I love your term, digital leverage, because I think that's such a great way of thinking about this. And if you think about the potential, it's interesting because it's both positive and negative potential. What digital leverage really means is that a small company, as an individual, has the ability to do much more than they could in an analog world. And while I know people keep predicting the end of jobs, I think one of the things we have to wait and see is what happens when artificial intelligence really takes off, mm-hmm. which is probably still 5 to 10 years away. That's the technology that could potentially not, you know, replace jobs without creating new ones.
One of the words that I think is handy in a case like this, Joe, is ubiquity. Right now, we have a lot of artificial intelligence in our lives, but it's not ubiquitous. It's not everywhere. It's not pervasive throughout our lives. What you're saying is when AI becomes ubiquitous, and I think when blockchain becomes ubiquitous, when it becomes pervasive throughout our lives, I think that's the shift you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and not only ubiquitous, but particularly smarter. You know, because right now we're still dealing with the model
dumb
version.
Dumb artificial intelligence. Is that what you say? We haven't.
Yeah, I mean Alexa. Yeah, anybody who has an Alexa understands where we are. But that I think is the interesting shift. The other. You know, and we're going to need people to repair the drones, right? We're going to, you know, but what we're going to not need is, well, one of the things is we've said, well, here are the careers that the next 10 years are going to be great. And everybody should learn how to code. Everybody should go into coding. 10 years from now, that's going to be done by software. And so it's maybe not so much the issue of all the jobs disappearing, but how do we keep up with the constant churn? Because every time we turn around, what we thought was the next safe career suddenly disappears, and that trend seems to be happening. So it's going to have a huge impact on how we educate people. For a small business, it has a huge impact, I think, on how you think about who you hire. I think less in the future you will hire for specific skill sets and more for broader generalist sets. You need people who understand nonlinear thinking.
Right.
You need people who understand how to deal with complexity. And that's not typically what most small businesses hire for. Most small businesses hire for a specific skill. You know, I need an accountant. I need somebody to take care of my legal affairs, that kind of thing.
And yet, most owners are not like that. Most owners are generalists. You know, we have to be to run the business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and I think part of this, though, is the people who are most best situated to profit from this change will be small business owners and entrepreneurs, because they already are sort of the generalist, and they already are.
I hope you're right, Joe, but I worry about this because, see, I think a guy like Jeff Bezos is a very dangerous person. I don't think Zuckerberg is, because I mean he could be, but I don't think he's smart enough to be as dangerous as Bezos. I think Bezos is a lot smarter than but I mean the guy like the Google guys and Bezos, those two guys, those groups, I really worry about their impact on the Main Street economy. What do you think?
They have way too much power over this digital economy that we live in.
And capital.
And capital.
All the capital they need.
And I think, you know, we're starting to see some questioning of that at the institutional level, at government level, saying, hey, maybe we need to rein them in. The other question is, you know, can I or you or any other small business begin to, you know, use digital leverage to be able to work around them?
Let's talk about that when we come back. I want you to explain that when we come back, Joe. Joe, we're not going to leave you hanging, folks. Joe Tankersley will help us after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.